back to Kiddush and Shul. So we started yesterday. We went through, the Gemara had said that the only reason that we say Kiddush and Shul according to Shmuel, that any Kiddush al Makam Suda, is to be Motzi Archim Yidei Chavasim. So the obvious question was, okay, now we don't have any guests, so who are we being Motzi Yidei Chavasim? So we had several explanations of why it is that we still say Kiddush and Shul. We had the possibility, what were they? We had the Rosh quote from Rabbeinu Yonah that it was because of the people who don't know anything. We had the Rosh rejected Rabbeinu Yonah, and we had the Ran that said that it was Takana, right? And we saw that that's why the Chuvas HaRambam says that the Chuvas HaRambam understands that it's just like a Takana to say Chazaras HaShatz. There's no reason, the original reasons don't apply, but we still do it. We saw the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Lemaisa that there is room to justify the minhag based on these considerations. However, l'chachilo, one should not begin, one should not start such a minhag. So a couple of tshuvas before we move on to the next issue within Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, which is of course ti'imas hayayin, whether one should drink the wine or not. Rav Vadia has a tshuva in Yichav Das Kedetei Simen Lamed Aleph in source number 8, where he goes through this sugya. He was just asked a very simple question: is it a good thing to make Kiddush and Shul, or is it not a good thing to make Kiddush and Shul? So a very straightforward question. So he writes that he quotes the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and he writes first that even though the Rosh is cholik on Rabbeinu Yonah and holds that Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda is Mida Oraisa, it's not just a din Mida Rabbanan. Nevertheless, says Rav Vadia, Mikol Makom Yesh Lanu Lismoch Al Divrei Gaonim She Divreim Divrei Kabbalah. Rabbeinu Yonah supported by Gaonim and Divreim Divrei Kabbalah that the minhag is there and we should maintain the minhag. He then quotes the Tshuvas HaRambam that we mentioned already in Simen Lamed Zion, and then he quotes a third possibility. So again, we've had two possibilities why we keep it. Either because of the people who don't know anything and therefore will not say their own Kiddush, and this is the only way they're going to get the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, which was Rabbeinu Yonah, or that no, once they made a takana, they say Kiddush and Shul. So you say Kiddush and Shul even if the reasons for the takana are not there. But he has a third possibility. If you look on page 7 of the Mara Makomos, in the last 10 lines or so of the paragraph, of the top paragraph, he writes as follows: ובפרט לפי מה שכוסף ארזרו בתשובה חלק א', שתכנס התנועים לקדיש בליל שבת בית הכנסת לא נתקנה עבור האורחים כלל, אלא למצוות קידיש היום ברבים נתקנה. Saying something a little different, that the ארזרו writes in the תשובה that the reason that we say Kiddush and Shul is not for the guests, the reason we say Kiddush and Shul is to do Kiddush berabim, to do a public display of Kiddush on Shabbos. V'chein kasav Rabbeinu Yaakov b'shayos tshuvas min ha-shamayim. Rabbeinu Yaakov v'alatosos shayos tshuvas min ha-shamayim. Familiar with that sefer, shayos tshuvas min ha-shamayim? You know what it is? Shayos tshuvas min ha-shamayim was one of the Balei Atosos. Rabbeinu Yaakov used to go to sleep at night, and in his dream he would ask questions min ha-shamayim. He would ask questions from the Beis and Shalmala, and they would give him answers, and he'd wake up and he'd write down the answers. So we have a sefer called shayos tshuvas min ha-shamayim. It was our edition of shayos tshuvas min ha-shamayim was put out by Rav Reuven Margolios. Rav Reuven Margolios was a very great scholar. There aren't that many tshuvas, it's a very, very thin sefer. But Rav Reuven Margolios wrote a whole hakdama to the sefer, got to add it to the list, a whole hakdama to the sefer all about when we can rely on things that come from heaven. When we can rely on, when do we say Lo B'Shamayim Hi? And what are the parameters of Lo B'Shamayim Hi? Because over here, Shal Tshuvas Min HaShamayim, it's a regular Tshuvas Sefer. But they all came in HaShamayim. It wasn't from human mouth that all this came from. So Rav Vadia discusses it in one or two places in Yichav Adas, where he says, if it makes sense, it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't. Meaning, it certainly doesn't get any extra credence just because it's min ha-shamayim, but it doesn't mean that because it's min ha-shamayim we ignore it either. We listen to like any other posek, so if you could argue with it like you would any other rishon, so that's what he suggests. But anyway, what does it say there in shalosh shuvos min ha-shamayim? She'afal pi sheim kiddush al makom suda mitzvah lekadesh ulahavdil beis haknesses mishum berovam hadras melech. That even though there's no kiddush makom suda in shul, but you have berovam hadras melech. And what example does he give? Sharei Neros Chanukah. Af b'shkol echad v'echad chayv l'hadlik beso. Haminog l'vorech u'lahadlik beso knesses. L'farsim v'neis paravim. The minog is that we light Ner Chanukah beso knesses and we even say a bracha on it. Because part of the din, it's just like there's a mitzvah on the yachid to light Ner Chanukah. Apparently there's a chovas hatzibur to light Ner Chanukah. maybe that was the takana of Kiddush Beis HaKnesses also. It's not about the guests, it's not about the ignorant people, nor is it about maintaining an original takana. What it's about is that Chazal decided to be misakein that we should do the mitzvah berabim, that the mitzvah of saying Kiddush on Shabbos should be done berabim. And he quotes, V'chein hela agon Rav Elio Chazan, Av Bezin Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, B'shal Shuvas Talumas Leiv Chela Gimel Simon Chav. You always find a new sefer that you never heard before in every tshuva of Rav Vadia, at least one. So he says that's what he writes, and this Rav Elio Chazan goes on to say, V'af she Maran Kasav Shanachon Kaminag Eretz Yisrael Shal Al Kaddish Beis HaKnesses, that even though Maran Beit Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that the Minag Eretz Yisrael is the most correct minag, that we should not say Kiddush and Shul, Bizman Azesh, and Ismatu Adoros, V'chsuri Dari, Adarabba, the mitzvah rabba techashev, Lizuchusam, Lizakosam, mitzvah Kiddush Min HaTorah. Nowadays, it would be considered a mitzvah rabba to be mezaka people in mitzvahs Kiddush Min HaTorah. So it's considered a mitzvah rabba. Now, what he means by mitzvah rabba is probably not the same thing that the Shal Shuvas Min HaShemayim meant, that it's just a mitzvah to Rabbim. What it probably means is that there were people in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim that had no idea how to say Kiddush. So that's the mitzvah Rabbah, that you're helping other people do mitzvah, more like Rabbeinu Yonah. But be that as it may, what emerges from this tshuva in Rav Avadia is a third approach to why we say Kiddush and Shul. And this third approach is that it's a mitzvah to Rabbim. Now, given that it's a mitzvah to Rabbim, so are there any nafkaminas, what the reason might be? Meaning, okay, so you have a shul that has a minhag that they say Kiddush in shul. So is there any nafkamina whether the reason they're doing it is, well, the takana was made originally to be motzi the orchim idei chavasam, and so we keep that takana? Or was it a mitzvah derabim issue? It's a mitzvah derabim issue. It's a mitzvah of the tzibur issue. Or maybe for the ignorant people. So if you look in the last source over here, in Shal Shuvah Siach Yitzchak, Simon Kuf Mem, I don't know who Siach Yitzchak is. I think it might be Rav Herzog, Siach Yitzchak, the second chief rabbi of Israel. So he writes, Kiddush Beis HaKnesses K'she'ein Minyan. What do you do? He says, Asher Achenu B'nai Yisrael Nasei Misbarheim U'Belel Shabbos Kodesh L'fa'amim Ira She'besof HaTvila Kvar Holchu K'tzasa. If you could imagine such a thing, sometimes people leave davening early. They, in one of the local shuls, they had to, during Elul, they had to change the time during davening when they blow shofar during Chodesh Elul, because most people wouldn't end up hearing the shofar at the end of davening because so many people pack out by then. They're so rushed, they're so busy to do whatever. And you'll notice, by the way, people will leave at the same point in davening no matter how long davening takes. And it doesn't even matter if it's a Sunday where they're working or where they're not working, or it's a weekday where they're working. People just like to leave early. So sometimes you have on Friday night, no one's got anywhere to go Friday night, where does anyone go? But still, by the end of davening, somehow, the place is empty. Baruch Hashem, I don't think that happens so much nowadays in our shuls on Friday night. On Friday night, people usually stick it out. They don't show up till maybe 2 minutes before it's over, but you don't have people leaving so early. But he says, what happens if you have a situation where you were davening Friday night, and then you look around at the end of Minyan, you're ready to say Kiddush, and there's no Minyan. So do you say Kiddush? So what would you say? It's totally in these reasons, right? If it's a takana, the kavua, that we have to keep the takana, we keep the takana, lahotzi orchim idei chavasan, as long as there's the possibility of orchim, even if there are no actual orchim, that's the minhag, you say in shul. If it's people who are in yodea, and again, we still do it because of people in yodea, so then there might be people that don't know, there might be people that don't know anything amongst those 8 people left in shul, and therefore you'd still say it. But once you say this possibility that it's a mitzvah derabim, that it's something that's done as a chovas hatzibur, so a funny thing about a chovas hatzibur, you always need a tzibur, otherwise there is no chovas hatzibur. This would have nafkaminas also for Ner Chanukah Bebeis HaKnesses. A lot of times on Chanukah, Shabbos falls out right in the middle of Chanukah. Not a lot of times, every time, right? Because Chanukah is 8 days, and there's always a Shabbos. So the Shabbos falls out right in the middle of Chanukah. So when do you light Ner Chanukah Bebeis HaKnesses? On Friday night. So really, the ideal time to do it would be right after Mincha. Right? What's the problem with doing it right after Mincha? Some shuls, by the time they get a minyan to start Mincha, they daven so late that right after Mincha, it's past Shkia already. So you can't light Ner Chanukah. It's Chil Shabbos to light Ner Chanukah at that point. So can you do it before Mincha? So some shuls want to do it. As soon as there are like 8 or 9 people there and they're close to getting a minyan for Mincha, they'll want to light Ner Chanukah Beis HaKnesses. And then when the 10th man walks in, they'll right away start Mincha. So can you do that? If it's a chovas at tzibur, l'chora, no. Chovas at tzibur, you need a tzibur, yeah?
Do you use the words
Chovas HaTzibur
or
Chovas
HaRabin? HaRabin.
So
does that equal?
Yeah, but I think it has to mean Chovas HaTzibur, because otherwise, what are you accomplishing? Meaning, we don't have. Yeah, but we don't have such a concept of a Chovas HaRabin, meaning of a mitzvah that has two tracks, that is a Chovas HaYachel and a Chovas HaThree. You know, you only have, even though you have Mezumin, you have certain halachos of three, but you never have a mitzvah. Whenever we have a mitzvah that runs on two tracks, it's always the minion that represents Klal Yisrael and the individual. Like, for instance, I think we've spoken about Nichum Avelim. So you have an individual chiyuv where you go and you're Menachem and Avel, and then you have at the Levaya, they line up in Shuros. When do you do that? Only with a minion to line up in a Shura. And you say, I'm Malkim Menachem. Why? Because that's the Tzibur being Menachem the Avelim. It's the Chovas HaTzibur of Nichum Avelim. So that only applies, I think, when you have a minion. It seems that way. So that could be an afkamina. There's another possibility, though, that he also raises. He quotes from the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah writes in the Tshuva, "Shetama kiddush hukein sheva brachos, the chupa veksuba hanemarim alakos." He says kiddush is like sheva brachos that you say alakos. The Chazan says kiddush and the bracha mein sheva alakos. So it's part of the tefillah of Marv, that we try to make it that Marv should have sheva brachos. And Kiddush is the mashlim, the sheva brachos of Marv. How is it sheva brachos of Marv? How does it work out? How many brachos are there in Marv Shemona Esrei? There's seven brachos right away in Marv Shemona Esrei, just alone, right? The first three, the last three, and we have one bracha in between of Kiddush Sayom. What?
Talking about not the brachos.
Yeah, so I guess the brachos main sheva plus the two brachos. I don't know if he's saying that the numbers add up to seven, but it's like a sheva brachos. It somehow models a sheva brachos, which means that it becomes part of Marv, that it's part of the actual tefillah of Marv. So it's not just the chovas yachad. The way they were masaking it is that it's part of Marv. So nafkamina would be, if it's part of Marv, he says, should you say Kiddush before or after Bam Madlikin? Meaning for those who have the minhag that they say Bam Madlikin after Mariv, so do you say Kiddush first or afterwards? See, if you say that it's part of Mariv, l'chor you should say it before Bam Madlikin. But if it's a din Kiddush Makom Suda for the Orchid, l'hotzi yidei chavasan, so then you want a Kiddush Makom Suda, you don't want a break between the Kiddush and the eating, so you would say Kiddush last thing. Not enough community might be, do you say it before or after Aleinu? What's Aleinu about? Says Machlokas, what Aleinu is about. Is Aleinu the Siyum HaTfila? Or is Aleinu the last thing you say in Shul before you go out to the street? Where you remind yourself how different we are than the values of the surrounding society. Right, what do we say in Aleinu? Shehem Mishtachim Lehevel Varik. Le'le Lo Yoshia. V'anachnu Kor Mishtachim. Right? That's what we say in Aleinu. V'anachnu Kor Mishtachim Modum Fnei Melech Machem Machem Chesh Baruch Hu. Shurim Tashmayim V'yoser Aretz, Moshe V'kar, etc. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lo asanu kugoy aratzos, lo samanu kimishbuchos ha'adama. Hashem didn't make us like everybody else. Lo samachal keinu kahem v'gor aleinu kichal amonam. Maybe aleinu is a pep talk that we give ourselves before we leave shul. If aleinu is a pep talk that we tell ourselves before we leave shul and has nothing to do with tefillah, and the kiddush is part of tefillah, so the kiddush would go before aleinu. But if Aleinu is the end of tefillah, and even if Aleinu is the end of tefillah, it's the way we put the exclamation point on the end of our tefillah, Kiddush would still go before Aleinu if Kiddush was part of tefillah. But if you hold Kiddush is not part of tefillah, that Kiddush is part of, it's the idea of Kiddush Makom Suda for the Orchim, it's Lo Tiyorchim Yidei Chavasan, it's got nothing to do with tefillah. So then if Aleinu is part of tefillah, you would say Aleinu first. If Aleinu is not part of tefillah, then Yesh Ladun. Which one can go first? There's what to debate. Which one would go first? Right? That's the discussion about Sefiras HaOmer before or after Aleinu also. If Aleinu is part of tefillah, so Sefira is not tefillah. So you finish tefillah and then you say Sefira. But if Aleinu is just our pep talk before we go out into the street again, so then you do Sefira and then Aleinu. So maybe it would chapa nafgamina whether you say Sefira, whether you say Kiddush before Aleinu or after Aleinu. So that's the tshuva, the Siach Yitzchak. So is, maybe a fourth possibility, the idea of like a sheva brachos, of a chelik of tefillah. Or maybe you could say that even within the third possibility, that what is the mitzvah of the rabbim? That they made it as part of the tefillah. Right? They made it as part of the tefillah that you would say kiddush. That is the mitzvah of the rabbim. One more tshuva. There's a tshuva in the Chalkas Yaakov. What if you have a community where they always said kiddush on Friday night in shul, and then it was Shas Melchama, and because of the Shas Melchama, they didn't have wine for a number of years, and then after the Melchama was over, they had access to wine again. So this tshuva, interestingly, this is Rav Breisch, the Chalkas Yaakov. He was a Rav in Switzerland, I believe. And Rav Breisch writes to Rabbeinu Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg Shlita, Rosh Beis Medrash L'Rabbanim B'Berlin. Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, you familiar with the Torah personality, Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg? He was, he's the author of a sefer called Sri Deish, Shalos Tshuvos Sri Deish. Fascinating, fascinating historical figure. Very broad-minded in terms of, he was educated in the Eastern European yeshivas, but he was exposed to Western European Jewry, to the German style also. So very, very interesting personality and a phenomenal Gadol B'Torah. So Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg asked the following shayla. He was asked by the Rav HaRashi of Finland. Didn't know there was one. But he was asked by the Rav HaRashi of Finland this exact shayla, that they ran out, they didn't have wine for all the war years, and then after the war, Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg lost his whole family in the war, had to start again after the war. A very, very sad story. So anyway, after the war they got wine back, and they wanted to know, should they or should they not start saying, go back to the old minhag of saying Kiddush Aliyah? So what would you say? How would you answer? Lou, what do we know about saying Kiddush Aliyah in Beis HaKnesses? What does the Shulchan Aruch say to do? Shulchan Aruch says not to start such a minhag, but it's justifiable to continue such a minhag. So it sounds from Shulchan Aruch, the minhags exist, don't actively be mevatel the minhag, but don't start a minhag. So what would you say the shayla depends on? Okay. What else? Let's assume you want to go like Shulchan Aruch. Right. Meaning, how do you view a minhag that was paused outside of your control? Do we view that as if the minhag is gone and now restarting it is the same as starting it? Renewing our vows? Or is it, no, it's not that restarting it is the same as starting it. Restarting it is just continuing it. It was, for a while it was out of our control. We would have done it. We would have said Kiddush Beis HaKnesses all those years. They just didn't have Yayin. You know where else they didn't say Kiddush Aliyayin during those years? At home. They're going to go back to doing that, presumably. So how do you view a minhag that stopped Al Karcha? So he says a couple of things. First of all, he says, Bi'imlo yinagu zavi bitul aminag. He says, I think if you don't restart it, that is called that you are now being mevatel that minhag. He says, think about it this way. Let's say you're in Ashkenaz, you're in Germany, he tells Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, who has spent a lot of time there, where people put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, there was a place that B'Shas Melchama, they weren't allowed to put on tefillin at all. So Chol HaMoed came and went also, and they didn't put on tefillin because they weren't ever able to put on tefillin. Would it ever be Ola Al Hadas that they could begin a new minhag to start like the Sfardim and the Chasidim to not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed because, oh, anyway, the minhag is already batel? Would you ever say, oh, the minhag is batel, so now it's all about starting anew? No, it would never be Ola Al Hadas such a thing. Of course you would continue the old minhag of putting on tefillin. And to not do that would be a bittel of the German minhag. So he says, to not say the Kiddush in Shul is a bittel of the minhag. It's not just that doing it, starting up the minhag. It would be an active bittel of the minhag to stop doing it. And he says, afim naniach, and even if I would grant you, shazen mikri nisbatel aminhag, that it's called that the minhag is already bittel on its own because you didn't have access to wine, why is it called that the minhag is already batel? Because it took a while to ask the shayla. So after the war was over, they got wine, so they started saying Kiddush Aliyayin back at home, but they put a hold on Kiddush Aliyayin in shul till they got the response from Rabbi Breisch, till they knew what to do. He says, "Gam ken adin pashut shum chiyavim laanigo mechadosh lachzer atar liyoshna." He says, "It's never pashut to me. You have to go back to what their old minhag was to say kiddush and shul." Ukuma bechol tzvut Yisrael beprat biyameinu elu bavonoseinu arabim sheish kama anoshim she'ein mekachin klal bebeisam l'sibel shonos. You know why? Says Rav Breish. Because Rachmana Litzlan, Rabbeinu Yonah, applies even Bizmanenu in the war, in the years immediately after the war. There are people in Shul who will not say Kiddush at home. So Rabbeinu Yonah applies once again. What you see from here is, I'm trying to draw out, is that in our whole discussion of this sugya, we say, okay, there's no such thing as Orchim anymore, there's no such thing as Amaratzim anymore, who aren't going to say Kiddush at home. It could change so easily. And if we are mevatel l'minog Yisrael and we stop saying the Kiddush in Shul, so yeah, right now there's no such thing as people who come to Shul who aren't going to say Kiddush at home. It very rarely happens. And what about when it does happen, in 10 years from now, in 20 years from now, in a certain community, in an out-of-town place, in a Kiev community, that wherever it happens, and there's not going to be Kiddush in Shul anymore, so then we run into trouble. Rabbeinu Yonah would say there should be Kiddush and Shul for those people to be motzi them their chiyuv d'oraisa. So he says, I think Rabbeinu Yonah is something we should still be worried about. That's point number two that Rav Breish makes. Point number three that he makes, with all the kashas that the Rush asks on Rabbeinu Yonah, if you look in Os Gimel on page 9, top of the page in Os Gimel, Ubekushyas HaRush Ba'Arvei Pesachim, the kashas that the Rush has in Arvei Pesachim al Rabbeinu Yonah, Debein Orchim Tzrichim LeKadish Kedei Lotzi LaNashim Shein Yodin LeKadish Al Kolpanim Min HaTorah, given the Kiddush Makom Sudirak Rabbanan. You know, the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah, that even when there are no guests, you still have the people who are ignorant. Viksha Rush, and the Rush asked him that, Haparuch, Lushmuel, Amalil, Kedusha, Besach, Nasas, Mashani, Mishum, Orchim, that the Gemara asks on Shmuel, why do you have to say Kiddush and Shul? And the Gemara answers because of guests, for Lo Mashani, Mishum, Hani, Dein, Yodim, Lekadesh. And it doesn't answer that we say Kiddush and Shul because of the ignorant people. So why doesn't it say that? Says the Rush, must be because that's not why we say Kiddush and Shul. Says Rav Breish, Nir Lefiyam, Yistaiti, Latari, Salpi, Svaras, Hatos, Ksubas, Taflam, Tess, Vizel, Shona. So we tried to answer up for Rabbeinu Yonah yesterday. That maybe the original, not we, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, right? That maybe the original takana was for the Orchim. Once there are no more Orchim, but there are ignorant people. So that's worthy of a takana also. Yeah, that wasn't the original source of that, but it's still also worthy of a takana. But he says, maybe you could say better. Tosfos in Ksubas writes, Dimitoch shehutzchu l'sakin begrusha shelo teikal l'bein v'lotzia, Takinu nami ba'almana mishum china. That once they were misaking a certain ksuba for a grusha in order that it shouldn't be kalabe in of lotzia, to make it easy to divorce her, they were misaking the same for an almana mishum chain. Umi lo lechadchila lo hoi misakna mishum china. Ukenze beksubas bezam and alf, dibra maskal she'im vizelashono. Digamu pirusha kunshus lo hoi misakna mishum shemi yizbarer. I will keep the tikkun beishus koyin tikkun am gam b'shari nashim shemi yizbarer. Let's see how I could, without learning all Maseches Ksubas right now. Are you familiar with the sugyas at the beginning of Ksubas a little bit? At the beginning, the Gemara at the beginning of Ksubas, we'll take that one. The Gemara at the beginning of Ksubas says that you're supposed to get married on Wednesday night. Why? So that if there's a tainus besulim, if the husband realizes that the wife's not a besula, he'll be able to go to Bezin and say, my wife lo matzasi besulim, and word will get out, and people will hear that he had this taina, and then maybe if there are edim that saw that she was boel somebody, so they'll come to Bezin and they'll testify, right? So Tosfos raises the question that it's a svek sveka. Because even if she was with somebody before, but that's not going to make her aser, because it depends, when was she with somebody? Was it before Erison or after Erison? So you have a suffix whether she was with anybody. And even if she was with somebody, maybe it was before Erison, so it wouldn't be, maybe it was after Erison rather. And I'm sorry, it was before Erison, it wouldn't be a problem. I'm sorry. No, the way it says is, maybe it was anus, maybe it wasn't anus, maybe she was raped, maybe she wasn't raped. And even if she was raped, maybe it was after Erisin, right? That's what it is. Or maybe if she wasn't raped, it was before Erisin, something like that. I forget which way it works. But the bottom line is, the suffix of anus or not anus doesn't apply to an Eishes Kohen. It doesn't apply to an Eishes Kohen. Why not? Because an Eishes Kohen, even if she was raped, she's not allowed to be with her husband anymore. So Tosa says, so the whole takana of getting married was really should only apply to an Eishes Kohen. For everyone else, it's faksfeka, there should be no reason to make this takana. So Tosa says, yeah. They made the takana for an Eishes Kohen. Once they make the takana for an Eishes Kohen, included in the takana is everybody else also. Meaning for everybody else alone, they never would have made this takana. But once they're making the takana anyway, so why tent? They include in the takana the non-Eishes Kohen as well. So we have this principle that maybe the reason, the motivation for the takana is X, but once we're making the takana, we're going to include Y also. For Y alone, we went to make the takana. But once we're making the takana, wider tent. We cast a wider net on the takana. V'chem b'kiddush daf yud aleph, Tosfos writes, Yilav d'goz me'yikar, lo yimaschil l'gzor, me'achat yischil l'gzor, yirichu ha'gzor gam yishum simfon. So he says, maybe over here also. L'chadchila lo tikna ha'minik b'kdei lo hotziyam rak min ha'torah. Given the sof midrabanan and miyotzim. We never would have made a takana in shul to be motzi people. Kiddush midor raisa in shul, if they're not going to get the mitzvah drabanan anyway of kiddush magam suda. We never would have made a takana for that. But once we're making a takana anyway for orchim, who are going to be yotzi kiddush magam suda because they're going to eat in shul. So we include in that takana not just orchim, but also who? Also the ignorant people. So that we could defend Rabbeinu Yonah. Why didn't the Gemara say that we make the takana for the orchim? For the ignorant people. Why does the Gemara only say that it's for the orchim? Because it was for the orchim. It wasn't for the ignorant people. But once we make the takana for the orchim, then mele we include the ignorant people also.
They're very different takanas, though. It's hard to compare because the case for the in terms of the Bas Kohen or the Aaron Cohen or not. I'm saying in that case. They actually made the
takana
for both, for everyone. Once they made the takana, they included everything.
Same over here. Once we made the takana to say Kiddush and Shul, even though the motivation of the Gemara was asking, why do we do Kiddush and Shul? What motivated us to make this takana of Kiddush and Shul? So the motivation was the Orchim. But once we do it, it includes everybody. Right? The Ikar Takana, they realize there are going to be people. For the people alone who are ignorant, they never would have made this takana because how much are you gaining already? They're still not being Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. So you're not gaining that much. We wouldn't have made a special takana for people to be Yotzei Kiddush in a way that they're not even being Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. But once we're making takana anyway for the Archim, who are going to be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda, wide net, and we include even people who are not going to be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. That's how he understands. So those are a couple of the tshuvas I wanted to do to go back to yesterday. The next topic within Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, again, there are three topics within Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. We have, is there a chiyuv? Do you drink the wine? / can you give it to a kid? Should you give it to a kid? And then Rav Nachshonai go in this whole thing about refuah or whatever. So the next thing, you guys stick around for 5-10 minutes? More? Yeah? So the next thing I wanted to do is at least begin about drinking the wine. So let's go back to the beginning. Source number one, the tour in the third line. V'amekadosh beis haknesses ein lo lishtos miyayin shel kiddush. Do not drink the wine. Why? Dikivin she'ni yotzi b'ashen lo b'makom suda asal alitom at she'ikadosh makom suda. Because you're not an orech. You're not eating the meal in the shul. So if you're not being yotzi kiddush makom suda, you're not allowed to drink the wine because then you're drinking before kiddush. Eliyitim latinok v'shaper dami. Give it to a kid. Da'ad amrin v'amvarek sarach shi'itom lav dafka hu. When we say mvarek sarach shi'itom, it doesn't mean the guy who said the bracha has to be toim. Eluduah u'adinamim toim achra shaper dami. Someone else could taste it also. So let a kid do it. That's what the Torah says. Zakt the Beis Yosef, second paragraph of Beis Yosef. After quoting the Torah, Kain kasav rosh reish perek arvei psachim simin hei Rabbein Yeruchim hagaos maimonis Kain kasav Mordechai b'shem Maram Rutenberg. Right, this is all taken from earlier Rishonim. You can't drink the wine because that's eating or drinking before Kiddush, but you can give it to a kid. Va'afal pishakos of Shah Ravenu Shmuel Omer B'shem Hasar Mikutzi Shem Mutter Mekadish Lishtos B'makom Acher V'lo Chashiv Kishos HaKodim Kiddush Ve'vi Rai L'davar. The Sar Mikutzi disagrees and he holds that you're allowed to drink it. V'chein kas b'sefer mitzvos katan Nagu Olam Kidivar Osim Lishtos Shalav Makom Suda. The minig is that it's Asir, like the Rush and everybody else. Kasa goes ma'am to parakhav tashi yichol nashkos l'ktanim. So why can't you give it to a kid? Tahadamin parakhers to be a daim lo safina and lehu isura. What do I mean? Why can't you give it to a kid? There's an iser. There's an iser daraisa lo sachile. The Gemara in Yivamis discusses on kufi dal kuf tezvav. A machel that's usher, you're not allowed to feed to a child. This is daraisa to feed it to a child. Whenever you have to deal with children eating non-kosher food, you have to contend with three issues. Issue number one you need to contend with is lo sachilim. It's a violation of nisa daraisa to feed something to a child. Issue number two you're going to have to contend with is chinuch, and you need to be mechanech a child properly. Issue number three you're going to have to deal with is timtum alev, that macholos asuros have a negative effect on a person's neshama, and you're making the child suffer spiritually by giving them non-kosher food. Big nafkaminas between these isurim. Mitam chinuch, even if it's kosher food, but it's at a time that you're not allowed to eat. Let's say Yom Kippur, you might have an issue. Mitam timtum alev, that wouldn't be an issue. Kosher food doesn't cause timtum alev. Lo sachilem applies. Chinuch would only apply once the child is at the age of chinuch. Lo sachilem applies even when the child is an infant, no matter how young the child is. You don't even let the child nurse from someone who eats non-kosher foods. So these are three different issues, but we're focusing now, how can I give this Kiddush wine to a child? The child's not being yotze Kiddush Makom Suda right now. Isn't it a violation of Lo Sachilem? So he says, no. That issue of Lo Sachilem is only to give the child Neveilus HaTreifus. That's Lo Sachilem. Kiddush Hayom is a mitzvah saseh. You're giving a child to drink before he does his mitzvah saseh. That's not called Lo Sachilem. You're not giving him acholos asuros. You're giving him something at a time where an adult would not be allowed to drink it. Aye, what if you hold that Lo Sachilem even applies to Isur Midrabanan like this? He says, maybe, since there are those Shitos and Rishonim that hold that you are allowed to drink the wine Bebes HaKnesses, that even an adult is allowed to do it, maybe for a child you could say that we're going to paskin like those Shitas. So for the adult, you're not comfortable paskin like those Shitas. You want to follow the Shita of the Rosh and the Ghost Maimonios and everybody else in the tour that says you're not allowed to drink. But for the kid, you can follow the Das Yachid. It's not a violation of Lo Sachilem and it's a Drabanan if for the kid you're following the Das Yachid. It's quite a Chiddush though, right? You would think whatever I'm not allowed to do, why should I paskin differently for the child? And then he says, one more Svara, then maybe the Isser of Lo Sachilim is only when you needlessly give a child an Isser. But if you're doing it to save yourself from Bracha Levatala, maybe that's not the Isser. Also quite a Chiddush. No? Isn't that Chatei Kedei Shizka Chavircha? And yeah, the both Daraisa, Lo Sachilim. How can you let the child, you're going to let the child do the Isser so that you could benefit? Say, no. Whose Isser is it? Lo Sachilim is not the child's Isser. It's your Isser. To be machil to the child. But I'm allowed to do the Isser to save myself a bracha levatala? So then you have to figure out, when am I allowed to do an aver to save myself a bracha levatala? Rav Vadia has a fascinating tshuva. What if you made a bracha on something? Let's say you had a delicious hamburger for lunch. And it's an hour later, and someone comes over to you. It's 45 minutes later, someone comes over to you and says, oh, you got to try this ice cream. Delicious ice cream. And you forgot that you had a hamburger for lunch. So you quickly say, bracha, bracha, shalom, bracha, 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 call the Eben Varo, and you're about to eat it, and you realize, I'm still flashing. There's no other food to be found. What do you do? So you have to do cheshbon. Which is worse? Is bracha levatala worse? Or is eating this food worse? And when you cheshbon, which is worse, it could be that to save bracha levatala, you're allowed to eat the food. So which is worse? Is bracha levatala worse or is lo sachilim worse? Anisa drabana. So maybe that's the idea. that brach levatala is worse than allowing the child to be sameich on the das yachid. Plus, you have the consideration that some rishonim hold that it's not a violation of lasa chilim if what you're feeding them is only in a sitra banan. So maybe if you put that all together, you can make such a cheshbon. So what does Shulchan Aruch paskin? Now, the Bach just adds in another point that needs to be made, and that is that there are Gaonim that hold, that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that hold that if you drink a Revias Yayin, that is Kiddush Makom Suda. So you're not actually violating Kiddush Makom Suda as long as you drink enough of it. So says Shulchan Aruch, Noag in the Kaddish Beis HaKnesses, Ve'en l'makaddish luto miyayin ha-kiddish, el l'matim al-katan. Don't drink it, give it to a child. Dein kiddish al-makom suda. Says Mishra Berurah, matim al-katan, Yeshom she'yizar liten rak l'katan, shelo yigi al-chinuch. Give it to a child, zan yigi al-chinuch. Now what does that help? What? It helps for chinuch, it doesn't help for los ha-chilim though. Los ha-chilim applies even for the youngest children. Now it may be counterproductive to give to a child as low as yigiel l'chinuch, because the whole point is hamivarech sarach shi'itam. Who's hamivarech? Someone who's being yotzei the mitzvah. The child who's not yigiel l'chinuch is not even being yotzei the mitzvah. V'adrav imitin rak l'katan shlo yigiel l'chinuch yebrich hamivarech levatol do yigiel l'chinuch b'bracha. He's not the age of chinuch for the bracha even. So it could be a brach levatala. It's going to invite to be a brach levatala. V'afilim vorel kaman sim shimrem gimel da asa l'achlu v'yadayim l'katan afil dvarm shasru midrabanan ha'chashar b'nei kama taimim ayin magen avram v'odin mutal l'achlu l'katan b'shabbos b'shachas v'nei kiddush v'asa l'an also. You give a child breakfast before kiddush Shabbos also. One could argue, adarava, child's a cholosh in bel sakana. Cholosh in bel sakana maybe could eat before kiddush. So maybe you're allowed to give him before Kiddush. And what if you don't have a child that's a child in shul? You only have adults. Says Mishbura, drink a revias and be samech l'oshit. That's called Kiddush Makom Suda. Question?
There's no
kiyum mitzvah for Kiddush, you say? For lo yigiel l'chinuch, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. No, he doesn't know what it means. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. So again, there is more discussion about being machal l'katanim. Maybe on Monday, right? Sunday we have we'll do a hakdama. So maybe on Monday we'll take a look at that. Rav Vadi and Rabbi Omer in source 7, and there was one other tshuva I wanted to do on that. Source 7 and Rav Moshe, source 12, and then we'll get to the third. The third issue, Rav Nachman, now you go and end the Rafua. Three shiurim on Kiddush and Shul. That's a little much. Okay, but I'm enjoying it, so I'm going to keep it up.